aren't so many villages in the valley that the chances are very low. He takes only a girl of 17, born between one October and the next. There were 11 girls to choose from in my year, and that's worse odds than dice. Everyone says you love a dragonborn girl differently as she gets older. You can't help it, knowing you so easily might lose her. But it wasn't like that for me, for my parents. By the time I was old enough to understand that I might be taken, we all knew he would take Kasia. Only travelers passing through who didn't know ever complimented Kasia's parents or told them how beautiful their daughter was, or how clever or how nice. The dragon didn't always take the prettiest girl, but he always took the most special one somehow. If there was one girl who was far and away the prettiest, or the most bright, or the best dancer, or especially kind, somehow he always picked her out, even though he scarcely exchanged a word with the girls before he made his choice. And Kasia was all those things. She had thick, wheat golden hair that she kept in a braid to her waist, and her eyes were warm brown, and her laugh was like a song that made you want to sing it. She thought of all the best games and could make up stories and new dances out of her head. She could cook fit for a feast,